Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Before we get into, hey, I was wondering regarding bananas, a couple of banana notes. Did you hear that we might officially run out of bananas? You've heard that, right?
Yes,
that
they might go extinct. A couple weeks ago, the style of banana that we're accustomed to, those might go away.
We might have a different kind of banana.
Forever.
Yeah, right. Because in the banana-growing countries, there's some kind of a disease infecting the ground where the banana trees
grow. Did you know, I watched a study on it, too. That's how bored I was. Wow. Did you know that bananas are grown with bags around them?
No.
That's how they do them. They bag them, bananas, you know, big bushels of bananas.
Okay.
So in South America, they put big bags around them. And the bags are supposed to protect them from this very problem.
Mm.
And it turns out there's a special strain of whatever, bacteria or whatever, that has figured out a way to get through the bags. And that's what's causing the problem where everybody in South America, and you know, South America is like 99% of the bananas, down there they're going, oh my God, we got to come up with some new bags.
Right. They're going to have to figure something out.
Secondly, the best-selling item at Walmart of all items is bananas.
Stop it.
Wow.
Not bullets anymore. They've stopped selling those.
Yeah,
you probably saw that story yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're not selling them anymore. They sell more than 1 billion pounds of bananas every single year.
I'm kind of happy for that. I'm glad. People
Walmart's
are buying
number one selling item.
I don't know bananas. A person that doesn't like a banana.
I love a good banana. And then finally, our Hey, I Was Wondering comes to us from Chris. Bringing bananas full circle. Banana installment number 3. Hey, Eric, wasn't Violetta supposed to rub banana peels on her face for an extended period of time to determine whether or not it helped her skin? Whatever happened with that? Thanks, Chris. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Violetta was going to each day take a banana peel and rub a banana all over her face, which caused many people to get really excited. I don't know. I think it lasted about a day or two and then stopped.
Right. It lasted a full week.
Did it
for a full week. And the thing is, I actually don't like bananas and I don't eat bananas.
Right.
But I would
flying
also...
Flying in the face of Melissa's
statement
a second ago.
You're the only person that I know.
Everybody loves bananas.
Well, and then so I was eating the banana and then rubbing the banana peel on my face.
Right.
And I do think it helped a little bit. I was unaware if you were supposed to not wash the banana crust off.
Right. I would leave it on. I would leave banana crust on your face all day long.
Well, you're supposed to do it before you go to bed. So then in the morning, there was like this like film and you were supposed to wash it off. And my skin was pretty soft after that.
Yeah. They claim this is a part of a beauty regimen that all the big, huge Hollywood stars use. They go out, they buy bananas, they rub them all over their face. And the next thing you know, they look 15 years younger than the rest of society.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll all try it.
You should try it, but you kind of run out of surface space on the banana peel.
Right.
You know, you got to move it around.
Right.
Because it starts getting like...
That is so millennial of you right there. It's all that work. You got to move the banana around. If I could hire somebody to move the banana around in my face.
Or, like, hire someone to take the banana peel stuff into a bottle, and then I could just squirt it on my face.
In my house, I'm the only one who eats the bananas.
Really?
What?
Yep, nobody else wants any bananas.
Shut up!
It's like a chore to eat a banana. It's not good. I don't like
it. It's a chore?
I think you've overrated the banana appeal. I think people like bananas, but I don't think nearly on the level that you assume.
But I think they're very convenient because they're self-contained. You don't get your hands messy. You don't get your hands dirty. You don't have to cut it up or anything.
But the problem
then is it comes in its own package.
You're left with a peel. And if you're not going to rub it on your face, what do you do then? Just throw it out the window?
Rub it on a friend's face.
You've been listening to Banana Talk. Sorry about that. How to manage the expectations of your friendships. Whip has 3 friends. Violetta has 7. Melissa, at last count, she continues counts at 422.
Exactly.
We said not people that you've once met in your life. Talking friends. How you manage those expectations. And when you're trying to get a friend, what's the one thing you're looking for? The one thing you need, the one thing you have to have in a friend is what, Krista?
Someone to go to brunch with.
Someone to brunch. Very important to have a brunch partner. Paula.
Support.
A supportive friend, and everyone must have. Carol.
I need a friend to be reliable.
Uh-huh.
When I make plans, I want to make sure that they're going to be there and not canceled.
Gotcha. Mm. Reliability in a friend. Greg.
Have someone give advice to find something good out of something bad.
Find something good out of the bad is what Greg's looking for in a friend.
Good.
And number three, Sharon.
No one to cut me off when I had too much to drink.
That's a good friend. Enough mojitos, no more for you. At number two, Caroline, in your friendship you must have.
The ability to value texting over phone calls. If you call me, I'm not calling back.
Aha. Let me text you instead of call you and be okay with it. That's
totally
what's most important to me. And finally, in at number one, Sarah, the one thing you need from a friend is?
To hate the same people.
Aha! There we go.
It's...
That is so important that you hate the same people.
It's so true.
You bond over it.
Extremely good bonding.
I know. It's very important.
Underrated bonding.
Very important. You meet somebody, Sarah, and they're like, oh, I like Stephanie. You're like, well, I hate her. We can't be friends.
Oh, man.
Seriously. Yeah.
Seriously is right.
That's
well
true.
Done. Putting the final touches on the 10 calls at 312-233-1019 about the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. I got thinking about this for two reasons. One, the story I just shared with you about the guy whose wife divorced him because he's way too kind, way too nice. And then I saw a headline, Linda Hamilton. You know who that is? The old actress. She was in the Terminator movies.
That's right.
Way back when.
Okay.
Reveals she's been celibate for at least 15 years.
Right.
Why?
She was married to James Cameron before that,
right,
the director.
Director of Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's been celibate at least 15 years saying, quote, it just doesn't matter to me anymore.
Oh. All right.
So my question that I just had Cynthia ask 10 people off the air, considering her relationship and the relationship of the guy that just got divorced because he's too kind, is how long after a breakup do you wait before you jump back in physically with the next person? Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Now, right after a breakup, let's suppose like the guy who got divorced or Linda Hamilton, right after a breakup, how long before you jump in physically with another person?
Immediately.
Okay. Immediately. Like that afternoon.
Sure, because if you're breaking up, it's probably been a while.
Uh-huh. So that's how you've arrived at your answer of immediately. Why wait around?
It's a health issue.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Hey, Derek.
Hey.
How long after a breakup do you jump back in physically with another person?
I said about a month.
About a month, you say. All right. About a month. And how did you settle on a month?
Nice round number.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Good.
I got your standard 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. You roll through 4 weeks. Boom. You're good to go. A month. All right, Melissa, what do you think? After a breakup of a relationship, how long before you jump back in physically into the next relationship? Not emotionally, not any of those things, but bam, right back into the physical elements.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're broken up, it'd be appropriate.
Appropriate?
I would say like a couple weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks, jump right back in.
Yeah, if you want to.
Bam, bam. Here we go again. All right. Grandpa Whip.
62 years. 62 years. That was my answer.
Yeah.
2 months.
Two months, you say. Horny Violetta.
Okay, I got a bad rap.
With all
that's
the naked pictures on your phone.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
Yes, you
How
are
long?
Horny. I was going to say 2 weeks, too, because the first weekend, you're like, oh, I'm going to stay in. And then the next weekend, you're like, why am I going to stay
right.
in?
Why
this
don't
is
I just
over.
Sleep with somebody?
And I think you do the physical stuff before you get back in emotionally.
I
just
see.
To get it out of the way.
I see.
You're like, just.
We just spoke to 10 people off the air. They didn't know the question ahead of time. We took all of their answers and averaged them out. What do you think it was?
1 month.
1 month.
43 days.
43 days.
10 days.
10 days. Are you ready for this?
What?
4.5 months.
Wow.
So when you factor in Joanna's immediately and Derek's 1 month, there had to be a bunch of calls that are like 2 years.
Yeah.
Holy, what?
Isn't that amazing? Who would have thought?
Four and a half months.
That's the physical downtime on average the 10 random callers feel you should have before you jump back in physically.
I feel like you jump back in and then you're like, oh, that was a bad idea. Yeah, I should wait 4 months.
Yeah, we didn't go to the and then regret it
right.
part of the question.
That's
right.
Right.
I'm LD.
Hi, guys.
All right, I'm LD, fresh back from the parking garage where she had to scold somebody who parked incorrectly in the Prudential Plaza parking garage.
Yeah, totally.
All right, top three things currently trending on Twitter so we can be educated and informed. Here we go, in at number three.
So it's very singer-songwriter kind of based today. So Lizzo, she is officially making some personal history for herself. Lizzo.
And my good friend Lizzo.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. So as of today, her song Truth Hurts is the first ever one, number one spot that she's had on Billboard's Hot 100 chart.
Really?
So this is kind of thanks to her MTV VMA performance that she did last week. She got some attention for that, but basically she beat out Senorita from Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, which stayed at number one for like a week, and then she beat out Bad Guy from Billie Eilish, who's been up there. But yeah, it's kind of crazy that this song technically came out 2 years ago in 2017, so congrats to her.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Post Malone fans were surprised that Post revealed last week he was dropping an album, and that's totally happening this Friday. Everybody on Twitter is talking about this because, similar to Ed Sheeran's most recent album, Post will have a ton of collabs with some other artists. So his new album is called Hollywood's Bleeding. It's got a very dark, grungy...
Sponsored by Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's very dark, very grungy, kind of based on some photos that he shared so far. But it's his third album to date, and it's going to have 17 songs on it, and featuring some artists like Halsey, Meek Mill, who's going to be here in Chicago tomorrow night, Ozzy Osbourne, Travis Scott, Lil
nice.
Baby, and
nice.
A ton more.
Yeah. And what's the single out right now we just were talking about?
Circles.
Hey, Swanee, can you see if you can find Post Malone's Circles? Me a little bit of that. Kind of interested in hearing that. And trending on Twitter, number one.
So I know Whip mentioned it earlier in news, but it's making its way everywhere. Forever 21 is filing for bankruptcy, but Ariana Grande is now suing Forever 21. So she's basically suing them for $10 million because of a clothing campaign that she started back when her Seven Rings music video came out. So she claims that they basically stole her song lyrics, her actual audio from the song, and a lookalike model to promote an almost identical look to hers. So Forever tried working with Ari for their own clothing line, but Ari said no because she didn't feel like she was being fairly compensated for it. And now she's suing. So if you had a chance to look at some of the side-by-side photos of Ari versus this, it almost does look identical. So she might have a good chance of winning this thing.
Gotcha.
I wonder if their bankruptcy filing in advance of this like had something to do with that. Like
I'm wondering if they called Ariana Grande and said, hi, it's Forever 21. We don't have $10 million.
Right. I know. I was thinking that, too.
Or if they filed
it, getting it
just so they could tell that to the judge.
We don't have that. Secondly, we feel weird calling you Ari because in Eric's world, the only Ari is Jeremy Piven. From Entourage.
Entourage.
He played Ari. Yeah.
No, there you go.
Did you see, too, you can now get your very own Ariana Grande dog wig? You get a
really?
Wig like the Ariana Grande hair for your dog.
Oh, come on. In the ponytail?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
With Halloween coming up, you can dress up your dog as Ariana Grande.
Fun.
It's going to be great. Thanks, Melody. Maybe Melissa's right. Maybe people don't get married to people they aren't attracted to ever.
Oh.
Really?
It's never happened that two people have looked at each other and thought, initially, yuck, and then 5 years later, they're married and happy.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe yuck is like you go from
yuck
to something.
No, I like, don't try. I like yuck.
All right.
Yeah. Just like don't shift. Like you're, it's like, oh, just a second ago, you're like, this never happens. And then I threw it on. You're like, well, it never happens for me.
Well,
no, stick to your guns.
Yeah.
With it. Hi, Irene.
Good morning.
Do you think yuck?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I met my husband at a work function, and him and his friend jumped up on stage and started singing Feeling.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what an idiot.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
What an absolute jackass.
And we just celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary on Sunday.
Look at that.
Look at that.
And do you still think he's an idiot or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he still has idiot moments.
Yeah, that's key.
We all do. Yeah, five things to do before summer's over. Beer gardens, summer blockbusters, go to the beach, have a cookout, take that last-minute trip, get out on a boat, didn't do it.
I know.
Melissa was going to rent an RV, didn't do it.
Yep.
Violetta was going to get lost at Starved Rock, and we'd have to send out a search party, didn't do it. What did you have planned for the summer? Really thought, like right around Memorial Day, Susan, you thought, man, this is the summer, it's going to happen, didn't do it. What was it?
Well, I got an acre of land, and I was going to redo the whole thing with native plants and taking the trees and the garbage and brush and everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Didn't do a thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's still weeds everywhere.
Yep.
Had big plans.
Staring at it.
Big plans. Thought you were going to do it this summer, Charlie. Didn't do it. Hi, Charlie. Yo, Charlie.
Aww,
Charlie,
man,
thought he was going to call the show and didn't do it.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true. Now it's too late.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie's gone.
Charlie boy.
Hey, blowing it. Tony, this was the summer you were certain you were going to do it.
Well, Eric, I've been married now 30 years, and I thought this summer I was going to get a little.
Didn't do it?
And no. But you know what? I've got hope. September is my birthday month.
Oh, birthday month.
Right, right. There's always the holidays coming up, Tony.
Oh, man.
Good luck, man. I thought this was the summer I was going to get the wife. No.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But, honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Biggest dating turnoffs, according to a new survey of 1,000 singles by the dating app The Inner Circle. Number one is body part related. You believe that answer to be what, Emily?
Forget to shave.
Forget to shave. No. That is not it. Not it.
And that could go for boys or girls.
Yeah, that is true. Janet.
Bragging about your workout.
Bragging about getting huge.
Swole at the gym, man.
Look how swole I am. Nope, that's not it. Nope. According to Inner Circle, the biggest dating turnoff is what, Adam?
Smelly feet.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Your feet stink.
Oh, it's so bad.
I don't want to date you. Keep taking those shoes off, and it overpowers me.
Oh, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then you want a foot massage?
Yeah, not good. Number one is smelly feet. It's a very weird list, too, about big dating turnoffs.
Yeah.
According to the 1,000 singles by the dating app The Inner Circle. By the way, have you looked that up at all?
No, I haven't. I will.
I've never heard of it before. Yeah. You don't know what hay fever is?
No.
Do you honestly not know what hay fever is?
I never heard of that.
Really?
What
is that? Never heard of hay fever?
It looks like a... No.
Mel D, as a Gen Z, you've heard of hay fever, haven't you?
I honestly haven't really heard of it. It sounded familiar,
but... It sounds like smallpox.
I don't...
Yeah, it is the same thing.
I don't know exactly everything that
entails. It's like...
Very serious. Smallpox can also be a turnoff.
When you're
allergic
to something,
you get hay fever. Oh. Yeah,
all right, so allergic reaction.
All right. Number one is smelly feet. Number two on the biggest dating turnoff, something that will also result in Violetta not getting many dates, heavy day drinking.
What? Oh, right.
People don't like that?
Guess not.
Oh.
Heavy day drinking.
Okay.
How many days a week would you say you heavy day drink?
Well, I have a new work schedule now, so...
I understand. So how many days a week do you heavy day drink?
Heavy? No, like two heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three, this one will appeal or will fall directly into Mel D's lap here.
Okay.
Okay? On the biggest dating turnoffs. Number three, dates getting too sweaty.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that on your first date with Scott?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like 98 degrees outside, so
right.
That was fun.
Right. And you guys went zip lining.
Yeah.
And you got really sweaty and lightheaded and then threw up in the car.
Yep. Yeah. And I drank a lot of warm water.
Right.
Oh, so, my God.
Right. Yeah, that's
Scott. All I had.
Lucky, lucky Scott. Okay. Getting too sweaty in at number three. Number four on the biggest dating turnoffs, Speedos. Is this a problem?
No.
You encounter this a lot?
Maybe not real Speedos, but those really short ones, too, kind of scare me. I'm like, why are you wearing that? Like,
they're really
tight.
Have any of you ladies been on a date somewhere where you guys are going to a pool, and you get ready, and then he comes out in a Speedo or a little too small, little too tight swimsuit? Has that ever really, truly happened?
And you can't stop staring. I think that's the point.
312-233-1019. I don't think that's happened. Number five, sweaty makeup or sun cream in the beard. is a big, huge turnoff. Along the shaving thing.
Right.
Yeah. Number six on the biggest dating turnoffs, according to the Inner Circle, sunburns.
You don't like when people get sunburns. Okay.
Especially if it's the bad sunburn, like the tank top sunburn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or some weird.
I thought guys like suntan lines.
Weird. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Tan lines and sunburn.
Yeah.
Way different.
Yeah. Plus, if it's tan lines from a bathing suit, right?
Way different. Number seven on the biggest dating turnoffs, according to the singles, men in vests.
Oh, too many pocketed vests. I could see. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, like he thinks he's a photographer.
He's the sheriff.
Oh my god!
All
like
those photographers have those vests with all the stuff.
I thought they're on safari.
I'm just thinking like a sweater vest. Yeah. I'm like, that's.
I'm
fine.
Sorry. Are we in Kenya?
Do you have a pocket knife in one of those? Oh my gosh! Right.
Number eight. Yeah. Flip flops.
I hate flip flops with a thong. It's called. Yeah. That split the toes, I don't think I should wear those.
You don't think I should,
you should
wear
those?
I love
strap.
Wearing those.
I know you do.
I love wearing those.
I know.
I see thousands of men and women wearing
thousands
those.
Yeah, it's bad.
Would you wear them on a date?
That's
bad.
Yeah.
Would you
wear
them
on a
just walking around the city.
It's just gross. Guys' toes shouldn't be split open like that.
Guys' toes shouldn't be split open?
I don't mind the slides.
I like the slides, too.
What if we're really, because we're hot, we don't want our feet to get sweaty, as we've learned in the beginning, because we're wearing one of those really heavy vests with all of our camera equipment in it.
Yeah.
For our Mozambique safari.
Flip-flops are for girls in my head.
Really? So you're saying girls is fine, not guys.
Yeah, I just don't think guys should wear.
Do you ladies agree with that, guys can't wear flip-flops? I feel like this is insanity.
I see it all over the city.
No.
Number nine on the biggest dating turnoffs, men going topless. All right, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm going to give you that one.
Yep.
Guys, even guys that are in great shape who take their shirt off around town, enough.
Yeah, it's too much.
Enough.
I don't even want to see it on the lakefront where they're running.
I have two words for you. If you're taking your shirt off a lot in the city just to walk around, I have two words. Douchebag.
When did things change? Because it used to be people would date.
Well, my dad, when I was growing up, my dad used to take his shirt off everywhere. It was
my
fine.
Dad, too, around the house, just hanging out, watching TV, but no
culturally,
more.
It was fine then. Yeah. It's not now.
I know, but
cut
sometime
it
switched.
See guys running, got their shirts off.
I know.
Cut it out.
Even on the lakefront, I'm like, no.
And then number 10, the one that nobody understands, hay fever.
Yeah, I don't get
now
that.
Now you know.
Yep. Scott's got his handful. 312-233-1019. Cynthia currently working through our 10 off-air poll anonymous callers. Based on the Billie Eilish story, the cover of Nylon magazine. And then you remember earlier this hour, I shared this story as a teaser for Tidbit Wednesday, which comes up after 9, that in Texas, now sending an unsolicited naked picture to someone is a misdemeanor. You can go to jail.
Yeah. Like a $500 fine.
You know how Melissa is constantly sending me these pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop. Stop sending them. I'm not asking for them. If we were in Texas... If we were in Texas, she'd be going to jail.
Right.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Serious.
Yeah.
Right. And then I saw this line for this story. Husband said he'd delete my naked pictures, and then he posted them online.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Mm.
So you got the Billie Eilish.
Okay.
You got the Texas story. You got this headline right here. And it made me wonder for a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Let's start with Anne. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
I have a question for you. Actually, it's a two-parter, okay?
Okay.
All right, question number one, part number one. Right now, do you have any naked pictures of him on your phone? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Question two. Does he have any naked pictures of you on his phone?
Yes.
Aha!
My husband was in the military.
Well, there you go.
That explains everything.
There you go. He's in Afghanistan.
Okay.
He needs that stuff.
Do you guys put your faces in them?
No.
Okay.
No. You've got to be safe somehow, right?
All right.
Right.
I appreciate the honesty, Anne. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Two-part question number one. Do you have any naked pictures of him on your phone? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you do naked pictures of him. Does he have any naked pictures of you on his phone?
No.
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 Now, how has that worked out? How is it managed that you haven't sent him any?
He did, but he got a new phone, so they're all gone.
Oh,
got to reload them up.
I see.
Got to send some new ones.
I see. I appreciate the honesty.
Or dig into your file and send them those good old ones.
So we just asked 10 random listeners off the air. They did not know the question ahead of time, the two-part question that you just heard. All women. We said, do you have any naked pictures of him on your phone? Does he have any of you on his, or do you have any, does he have any of you on his phone? What do you think the results were? Let's start with the first one. Do you have any naked pictures of him on your phone? What do you think the results were?
I'm going to say only two.
Only two said yes.
Yes.
I'll go with three.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say those are the only two women.
Three.
Three?
That's exactly right. Three of our random callers said yes, you do. Seven said no. When followed up with, does he have any pictures of you on his phone? What do you think the results were?
Eight said yes.
I'm going to go with three.
I was going to say 10, but that one girl already said no, so 9.
Only two said yes.
What?
So more women have pictures of their husbands or boyfriends than their boyfriends have pictures of them.
Well, that says some interesting
things.
I'm just surprised that the women save them. You know, even if you got them.
Well, that was my next question. Do women save those pictures?
No, it's not.
Or do they delete them?
You save them for a while. You can keep them forever.
Do you show your girlfriends?
No.
That's a yes. That took you a long time to answer.
No, I had a thing. No.
That took a long time to answer.
No. Is this normal?
Well, remember when that one guy was sending this?
Do you think he should go to a doctor for this? Yeah.
Remember when my girlfriend got those unsolicited pictures of that guy?
Remember when I got those unsolicited pictures of that guy, Manuel?
Yeah, but that was different.
Manuel.
He said it for a person.
Some guy named Manuel kept sending me pictures
really?
Of his junk.
Oh,
I didn't know his name
God.
Was, did you say, who is this? And he said, it's Manuel, baby.
Yeah.
Baby. Nice.
You know, and I finally had to say, Manuel, this is not who you think it is. Stop sending me pictures of that.
No, this is for you, Eric.
And Manuel was great. He's like, sorry, man. Sorry. I wrong number. Sorry. Really sorry about that. Sorry. I'll stop.
But do you think those are nice? Should I send them to the girl?
Man. Manuel, come on. So Mel D, social media director for the Eric in the Morning Show, has been pushing really hard for this big group Jonas Brothers outing.
But I think the
only reason she did it is it gave her clout to push for backstage.
Oh, yeah.
So that she could get backstage and meet the Jonas Brothers.
She's no dummy.
Yeah. So I don't like to do things just regular. Just, you know, like fanboy things. That's no fun. So we're making a deal now that one of us on the show, if I'm going to go, one of us on the show has to be wearing a Menudo shirt.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. With no explanation, you walk backstage with the Jonas Brothers, you're wearing a Menudo shirt. You're posing your Menudo shirt.
Yeah.
But we see what happens.
Or just scream, Menudo! Yeah. When you're back
Slide
there.
And put all the names in here. All right?
Okay.
We're going to pull one name out at random. You want to see?
I want to watch this.
All right. I'm going to let you pull. I'm going to let you see. I'm going to let you see that all the names are real.
Oh, come on.
There's Whip.
Okay.
All right. There's Whip. Hold on.
She doesn't trust you.
I just want you to know that they're all in there. There's yours, Mel D. All right. Here is, hold on. Can't open these damn things. There's Melissa.
All right.
All right. Okay. There's Melissa again.
What?
No, that's my name.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Not funny.
That's me.
Not funny.
And there's Violetta.
Okay.
All right. So you see that, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's like a magic trick. All right. It's so like I'm going to throw them all in here. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm going to spin them all around.
Okay.
All right. I want you to close your eyes. All right. Now, the deal is, whoever's name comes out is wearing the Menudo t-shirt. Deal?
Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Deal?
Deal.
Pick Mel D. Yeah. Pick Mel D.
Mel D, close
pick
your
Mel
eyes.
D.
Close your eyes. Don't open it. Just grab one and hand it to me. Grab one and hand it to me. All right. I have it in my hand.
Yeah! All right.
Who do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be you!
You think it's going to be me?
Yeah.
No way.
The Jonas Brothers Show. Wearing the Menudo t-shirt.
tight, so I'm wearing
really
that.
Really tight.
She'll be in a sexy. Look at how mad she is.
Yeah.
Damn it. I want to wear a Menudo. I want to wear something I can attract Nick Jonas.
No, I'm going to cut it up a little bit. Maybe
yeah, make
it a
V-neck.
Yeah. Plunging neckline Menudo t-shirt.
Bunch of jewelry between her boobs.
Look at how relieved Melty is.
I know. I think she was sweating.
This went from potentially the worst day of her life to the best.
Yes.
She's going to be so jealous when they want to talk to me about my shirt.
That's right.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house. Now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.